Hello.
Oh, hi, Ali. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina, how are you?
Good. I know Lily was trying to transfer the call, and I think we got cut off, so she had me call you back.
Yeah.
So let me just see here. Oh, it looks like we were having trouble with the payment. We got a text from you yesterday that you were going to pay in a few days. Were you ready to do that now?
Yeah, what's the total amount?
It's just for $249.
Is this
And
Local Splash? That is right.
yeah, you're catching it in time because on October 24th, that would have reoccurred to $498. But what I can do is I can take the past due amount from September and then I can push the next billing out 30 days. So you'll be paid in full until November 9th. That way you won't have two payments so close together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, can you give me 1 second?
Of course, no problem.
All right, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, sorry. I want to cancel my subscription, but I will pay, like from the previous month, 250.
Okay, so I can update the payment and process that and then cancel it right after if that's what you would like.
What do you mean by cancel?
Did
Like
you say
that.
you wanted to cancel your subscription?
Yeah. So is it
Yeah,
fine if I just
so
pay and then cancel right after?
yes, that's what I was saying. I could do that. And then you'll get a confirmation email in a few minutes that it's been canceled. That way you don't have to worry about any further charges, okay?
Okay, I have until 3 o'clock. Do you know if we can get it done by then? I'll give you my card in a sec.
Yes, yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. Have a look. Sorry, give me 1 second. All right, sorry. You ready for the card number?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, it's 4256
Okay.
2800
Got it.
2675
Okay.
1298
1298 and expiration?
927
And the code?
858.
858. Okay. Now, is this card still under the same billing address, the 121 Diebold Road,
Yeah.
15136? Perfect.
Yeah, but
Okay. So
just to make sure, do you have the same city? Like, what is the city? Just so I know it's correct.
I have the city as Pittsburgh. Is that correct or no?
Yeah, do you mind changing it to McKees Rocks? I'll tell you how to spell it.
Yes, go ahead.
All right. Capital M and then C, lowercase, sorry. And then capital K and the rest is lowercase. EES, so McKees. And then space rocks, only the R is capital.
Got it. McKees Rock, PA. Is that still the same zip, 15136?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then I can process the cancellation and you'll be good to go. Okay, I got the payment to go through. Now I have to select a reason for the cancellation. So how come you guys are wanting to cancel?
It's kind of hard for me to figure everything out right now. So I'm trying to just lower some subscriptions, and I still haven't really got a job. I'm obviously I know it needs time. It's just right now I can't really manage it. I'm just kind of
I see.
having a money problem.
Okay. One suggestion I want to make to you, if I may, only because you're absolutely right. You're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some solid things for your business. So if you were to cancel it now, it's almost like shooting yourself in the foot because everything would derail and the website would come down. So one option you have is that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. What we could do is still push your next billing out 30 days if you want to keep it active, but moving forward, remove those ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays, up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to that package if they hit a tight spot because you could always call back later and put those Facebook ads back on if you wanted to.
Okay, but the main problem is, like, I still haven't really, like, got a job. So, like, I mean, if you had to take a guess, how long do you think it should be? Because I was told about 45 days I'll see some work, although, like,
yes,
little.
What they say is that industry standard is 90 days, but since we're a premier partner, we do it in 45 to 60 days. So you're right at that 60-day mark now, you know what I mean? And that's where I would hate – actually, you're at the 30-day mark now because the payment we just collected was the one for September, so – or the 45-day mark. Yeah, so it's definitely going to be within the next couple of weeks that you're really going to see this pop and come to full fruition. And that's why I would eliminate that October 24th charge if you wanted to continue, because that doesn't make sense for you to get another charge so quickly. So I could take off the Facebook ads and then push the next billing out to November 9th if you wanted to continue. And keep in mind, Ala, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you get closer to November 9th and you don't see a solid impact, no problem. Call us a couple of days before that and cancel it, and you still wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So right now, I still have to, like, pay right now because the $250 was a previous subscription, like the previous month, sorry.
But I made that current. No. I'm going to take that October 24th payment and push it out to November 9th. Since today is October 9th, I'll push the next one out to November 9th, which means you'll get another full month of service.
So if I were to cancel today, would I still have to pay? Or would that $250 I just paid be my final one?
The $250 that you just paid would be your final one if you were to cancel today. But what I'm saying is if you keep it open until November 9th, and let's say you decide to cancel on November 5th, you could still do so, and that would be your final payment, what you just paid today. You wouldn't pay extra unless you wanted to keep going. And then on the 9th of November, they would just start charging you $149 rather than $249 because we would take off the Facebook ads.
Okay, if you had to take a guess, how long do you think until I actually, like, do see improvement? You think it would be?
I say within the next 2 weeks.
Because I know for sure,
yeah.
if I did mm-hmm. see, like, any progress, and, you know, I would ask the customer, like, where did you get us from? And they say Local Splash, and I actually got the job done and everything, and I actually,
yes,
like, made profit out of it, I would definitely stay. If that didn't happen by November 9th, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with you. I absolutely think you will, because you're going to be at not only the 60-day mark at that point, you're going to be at, 75 days in. So that's why I say within the next couple of weeks is when you're really going to start seeing an impact. And if you like, one thing we could do is we could even put a call tracking number on there where we get a 412 area code number. When people call it, it would forward over to your number. But that way you would be able to track the calls that are coming in and the jobs that you're getting. And then it would also eliminate a certain number of spam callers because we would put a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. You know, thank you for calling Aladdin Electric Services. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. both options will ring over to you. But if it's a computer-generated spam call, those are going to fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end. That's usually an upsell for our existing clients. They usually charge like $300 to put it on there. But if you wanted to try it that way, I could put it on there for you at no additional cost.
Okay, then I'm gonna try it until November, like a few days before the 9th. And, if you could do that, that would be perfect. And if I actually do get any jobs and, actually make profit out of it, I'll definitely I'll probably stay because, I'm just trying to make profit out of this. I still haven't got a job, and I know, I'm not going to blame on you guys because I probably didn't give enough time, but, money's just kind of hard right now. So,
yes,
all right,
I understand.
I'll just stay until before November 9th. And if, nothing happens, then I'll just give you guys a call again. And then, if that's not with you.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. Cause our goal is to make sure that every client yields a solid return on investment. So we want that too. So, if anything, and you don't see a better improvement, then, always give us a call before November 9th. One thing that's going to help you is you already have some solid reviews on your Google listing, but I'm going to send you a review generator email, and this will help you get some more 5-star reviews here and there, and that will also help you.
So I'll send it to my previous customers and tell them to stick a review?
Yes, yes. Okay. And when they click on it, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's just the matter of clicking a button, most people will do it. And then on this end, I'll have them beef up your weekly posts. I think right now they're doing one a week every Wednesday. I'll have them beef that up to – oh, actually, they're doing Tuesday and Thursday right now. I'll have them beef it up to 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That way you'll get some more posts, and that will help you get some solid results even quicker too, okay?
All right, then. All right, I'm going to just stay until right before November 9th, and if nothing happens, mm-hmm. I'll just give you guys a call, and I won't have to pay anything at the time, right?
Exactly. As long as you call before November 9th. So don't forget about it and call November 12th or something, because then there's going to be a past due amount, right? But if you, set a reminder in your phone or something to remind you maybe on the 5th to kind of evaluate it in November, then you're not going to have to worry about any further charges. And then for the call tracking number, do you want me to have the calls coming to this number ending in 4118?
I would
or does
prefer
it go to the 9502?
All right, yeah, uh-huh.
That it's the so it's the 412-330-9502. That's the number that you'll use. Okay, you got it. So I'll get that call tracking set up for you right now too. Okay.
All right then, Pina, right?
Yeah, my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you ever want to call in and talk to me, rather than hitting option one, you can actually say transfer to Tina, and the system's voice activated. It'll come back to my extension.
All right, and thank you so much, Tina. I'm definitely going to stay for
welcome.
A couple more weeks, and if I do see work, I'll definitely stay for, a couple months and, try it out, continue.
Yes, it'll be well worth your while. I know you're going to love it. So thank you for giving the program that extra time, and in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, then. You too. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You're very welcome. I will. You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.